Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope that you are enjoying your wonderful day. May the Lord bless you on today, and may we remember Him on today that allowed us to see another Christmas in 2014. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. We thank you on today, Lord. We love you. Bless you, Lord, for your Son, sending your Son. We are so grateful for salvation on today. And we just send kisses and hugs to you, Lord Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we were just going to read a couple of scriptures before we continue in some of God's names as we were discussing yesterday. And we're going to look at Titus chapter 2. Verse 11 through 14, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." And so when you look at those scriptures and it says that looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God and our Savior. He came down and died for us, and this is a day of remembrance. Every day is a day of remembrance, but this is a peculiar day, a special day of remembrance, because joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen. And so we bless God on today. Okay. Let us look at a few more of God's names. And we left off yesterday with Yahweh Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And yes, he will. If he takes care of the sparrows, if his eye is on the sparrow, and the plants toil not, they get what they need, we shall get what we need. Amen. God will provide what we need. Amen. And so trust him for it. He is also the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the self-existent one. He has always been here. No one created him. He created us. And he loves us. And that's the reason why he created us. You know, God could have just stayed with the angels. But he wanted us. And we have to remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God created us for a purpose and for a reason. And so this coming year in 2015, go out and seize your purpose. Amen. Go after it with a gumption, with a gusto. Go for it and do the works of the Lord. You may be the one with the one talent. You may be the one that has the five talents or the two talents. But whatever you have, you use it for the glory of God. And you go out and do something. Amen. Because God is our provider. He has provided what we need. We just take it and run with it. Amen. So let's look at another one of his names, the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days. Like we discussed, he's always been here. He is the great I Am. Moses asked, "Lord, who should I say sent me?" He says, "Tell him that I am sent you. I am. I am here. I am everything that you need. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. I am the Savior. I am salvation. I am truth and life and light. I am everything that you need." And so he is the Ancient of Days. One of his other names is the Almighty King. The Almighty King. There are kings in the land, but he is the Almighty King. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is also the Creator. The Creator. I love that because it's not like a creator. We create things, but he is the Creator. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So here he is the Creator. He has created all things. Everything that is made, he has created it. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the people, the nature, the ocean, everything that's in it. Everything belongs to God. This stuff is just on loan to us, but everything belongs to God. And so he is the Creator. He is also the Word. The Word. In the book of John, it starts off with that, about the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ is the Word. Amen. He is the Word. He is also the light of the world. He is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. I love that because he is light. He is bright. He is illuminating something of peace and instruction and telling us where to go. We don't have to grope around in the dark. He's made it plain for us, and we shall follow it. Amen. So he is the light of the world. He is also the suffering servant, the Lamb of God. You know, he didn't come into this world. Jesus didn't come into this world as king in this the time that he came. He came as a suffering servant. He came as servant of all. He came to give his life a ransom for many. So he put up the ransom to save us. And so he is the suffering servant. It talks about in Isaiah 53 about he was acquainted with grief. He suffered for us. He died for us and he rose for us. And so therefore he is also known as the resurrection and the life. He rose on the third day. He has been resurrected, and we shall be resurrected as well. Amen. So he is the resurrection and the life. He is also the true bread. It says, no man shall ever hunger if you eat of Jesus, eat of his word, feast on his spirit, feast on the truth. We shall never be hungry. This is eternal life we're talking about. We're not talking about natural hunger. We're talking about a spiritual hunger. Amen. So he that believeth him in Jesus Christ shall never hunger, shall never thirst. He has a well of water, the Spirit of God, springing up in us, and we can draw on it at any time. Amen. So he is also the good shepherd. He shepherds us. We are his little sheep, his little flock. And he goes after even one that is lost. Amen. So he is the good shepherd. And we will end with, he is the Spirit of truth. He is all truth. The truth, not a truth. He is the truth. God bless you on today. Have a wonderful day. Merry Christmas to you all. And thank God on today that he allowed us to see another day. In Jesus' name, join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.